pumps, he fires, and it is intercepted! It is intercepted by Jenkins! And the Eagles will have the football at the Redskins 36. Cousins makes his first major mistake, and Malcolm Jenkins makes him pay.
It was no surprise to Eagles fans last offseason that the Eagles would target a safety, and on the first day of free agency, the team agreed to terms with former first-round pick and Super Bowl champion Malcolm Jenkins. Deemed the missing piece, Jenkins added not only playmaking ability, but leadership to the Eagles' defense. After five seasons in New Orleans, the two proved to be a perfect match as Jenkins notched the team-leading and career-high 113 tackles to go along with a personal best 3 interceptions. Jenkins wasted no time making an impact as his fourth quarter interception of Colts quarterback Andrew Luck in week 2 set the game-tying touchdown. 1 week later, Jenkins picked off Washington's Kirk Cousins to become the first Eagles safety since Quentin Michael in 2010 to have an interception in back-to-back games. But Jenkins wasn't done. In the week 4 showdown in San Francisco, Jenkins became the first Eagles safety since Weapon X, Brian Dawkins back in 2004, to intercept a pass in 3 consecutive games. And this time, Jenkins returned the ball for his 4th career touchdown. To break down Jenkins' pick 6, let's bring in head coach Chip Kelly and Eagles game plan analyst Ike Reese.
He seems like he's on this thing every week with another big play.
He is. He's obviously been outstanding for us. 3 weeks in a row with an interception, 2 in the fourth quarter, a critical point in times for us in the Colts game and then the Redskins game, and then here in the second quarter against a real good team in San Francisco offensively. And you just watch this play develop. Again, it's total team defense. We're in a man-free situation, and we're going to try to put some pressure on Kaepernick. And what we did in this game, we used Nolan Carroll is really a corner for us as a dime linebacker, and it really kind of starts with him because we're going to rush 5 guys. So Connor Barwin's coming here. We got a 5-man rush coming, and then we're going to add with Nolan. And Nolan does a great job of kind of attacking the protection. He sees the gap in the protection, comes around, and now Cap knows he's feeling, here comes Nolan. We got to get the ball off quickly. And then we're in a bracket coverage down here where D'Amico Ryans is playing inside, Malcolm Jenkins is playing outside, and we're squeezing the inside route. The read that the quarterback has is that the inside route is taken, and then Malcolm, just being a great savvy football player because he knows he's passed this route off to D'Amico, now will come off of the first slant and then cushion back knowing that we're going to get double slant, and the quarterback doesn't expect him to be there, and then he obviously comes up with a huge interception.
It'll be exciting to see what Jenkins does for an encore in his second season with the Eagles. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us in this edition of Forward Progress here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.